I think we left off our verse here in other verse in the Mishnah of Masoras Siogla Torah Dom Siogla Pishas Siogla Chochma Shtika. I think that's where we left off. So the Rambam comments, Oma Hashem Noda Ha'odam Nidorim Al Eza Dvarim V'kiyamam Yochosh La'atzmo Es Hergel Ha'himonus Mimar She'yirtze Lihimana Mimenu V'yikov Alo V'tekel Alav Aprishos Kloma Lihishome Min Hatumas. So nedarim, a good thing, and nedarim, a bad thing. So as is the case with many things in life, it depends. If what the person motivates the person, I think we spoke about this part already. What motivates the person in taking a neder is that he's setting a standard for himself. He's defining ruchnius, optimal avodas Hashem, in a way that differs from that of the Torah. So then the nedarim are a bad thing. That's the Maimon Chazal Babalaza Kapla that the Rambam quotes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deyos Halacha Aleph Shem Yoma Odom Hova Taivu Vakov Vachayotzei Van Derech Rahin. Omu chachomim umam nozir shal pirish alam in a yayin tzoch kapara hamonei atzmon kol dova lachas kama vekama. Lefichach tzivu chachomim shal yimna odam atzma elam idvom shemona hatoa bolvad vlo yiya osar atzma ben adom ubishvuas al dvom hamutorim. Kach omu chachomim lo da yachom asha osar atara ela sha'ata osar lachar dvom acherim. ובכלל הזה, אלו שמסענן תומד, אינן בדרך טובה. ועשו חכם שיעוד מסג יפה עצמו בתיינס. ועל כל הדברים האלו, וכיוצא בנציב השלום ובאומה, אל תהי צדק הרבה, ואל תשחק עם יוסי, לא מתישום מהם. So the whole thrust of the halacha is that the person is redefining what the balance should be between the ruchnius and the gashmius, and is, in quotation marks, improving, close quotations, upon the Torah's definition. So that's what Shlomo Melech says, Al tehi tzadik harbe. So to use nedarim as a vehicle for a more ascetic ideal than the Torah establishes, to establish a different ideal, so that's chote. To use nedarim as an instrument to help a person cultivate the self-discipline which is necessary to achieve the Torah's ideal, so that's a good thing. And that's the halacha that the Rambam has at the end of Hilchos Nedarim. Halacha Chav Gimel, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel. Mishan Nanda Nedarim Kedei Lachonim Deyosav L'Sakein Masav. So he's not looking to establish a different ideal, but it's Lachonim Deyosav L'Sakein Masav. He's looking to rectify something. He's looking to ground, to better ground within himself his character traits, let's say specifically that of self-discipline, and memela that will allow the second ma'aseh. Harizin noya mashubach. Ketzah kigon misha yezolov va'asa abosa alav shana ushtayim. O misha hoya shogeh be'yayin va'asa hayayin al atzman zman meruba. O she'asa hashikras la'olam. Right. So the Rambam is very careful to say that he's assuring boso temporarily. He's assuring yayin also. Ihagamet zman meruba takes longer to rectify that, but even so, it's not la'olam. V'chein mishay erodiv shalmonim beniva lahon va'asa atzma hamatonos o hanoyes anshe medina zo v'chein mishay misgoeh biyofyo v'nodah v'nozeh v'chayotzei b'ndorim eilu kulon derech avodah l'ashem u'b'ndorim eilu, right? The diya goes on the word eilu. These types of nadorim v'chayotzei b'an omul chachamim siyag l'aprishas nadorim. Okay. And I think we pointed out that it's the same. Yeah, okay. Now, but then it says the Rambam actually here, though, in the parish of Mishnah is saying something more. Omar, let's reread here for a minute, Rabbi. Say, Omar, Shem Noda Ha'odam Nedorim Al Eza Dvam Vikiyamon, Yuchos La'atmos Hergal Ha'imonos Mimashi Yetzel Ha'imonim Mimenu, V'yikava lo v'tekel alo v'pushas klomel yishamu mena tumos. Then Mrs. Dharmi in Perish of Mishnayis is saying something more than the examples that we just read at the end of Hilchos Nedarim. The examples we just read in Hilchos Nedarim are a person finds that he's zolel v'sove, he's eating meat gluttonously, and he's abusing alcohol. So because of that, he's osa haboso alav or osa hayayin alatzim. But the Rambam here is saying something more, and maybe to highlight it, let's see how the Rambam in Hilchos Deis quotes the Mishnah of Siog L'Chokh Mashtika. So if you take a look at the end of Perek Beis here in Hilchos Deis, well, not the end of Perek Beis, Perek Beis Halachas Dalet and Hey. Perek Beis Halachas Dalet and Hey, Rabbi Sa. La'olam ya be'odam b'shtika. A gewaltige phrase. You don't really have a parallel phrase in English. I'm not sure that you can really literally translate this into English to be marbe v'shtika. Because laharbos means to has the ultimate positive connotation, right? You're increasing, and for us, shtika sort of involves absence, so we can't really put them together in English, but in Lashon HaKodesh you can put them together. Adrav, shtika is a virtue. The olim yah ba'adam shtika, lo yidah be'ela o b'dvar chochma o b'dvar shitzachon l'chayi gufo. Amar al Rav Talmud Ravina HaKodesh shalosach sicha b'teila kol yamav v'zeo sicha zvav kol adam. אבל מהי הדבר מרובם והעניין מועט הרי זו שכלוס. ועל זה נאמה כי בו החלום ברוב עניין וכל הקסיל ברוב דבר. סיוג לחוכמה שתיקה. לפיכך לא ימי להושב ולא יער בלדבר וילמי לתלמידים בשובה ונחס בלא צעוקה So what are these two halachas? Hasn't the Rambam throughout halacha Dalet been talking about Shiur Lachoch Mashtika? So it's a siyag. It's a siyag to be memayed bedvarim. Since if a person's mabed dvarim, a person talks too much, eventually he's going to say, Chavis is going to say, if not Lashon Hara, Rachman Atzlan, or Rechilas, it will be Avig Lashon Hara. If the person is describing something, the more he embellishes the description, the more likely he is to say something which isn't entirely accurate, which isn't entirely true. So he'll be nichshal in midas hasheker. So all of halacha dalet, the Rambam has been talking about siyag lachoch mashtika. So it's not that what he says in halacha hey is the application. He's already given the application before he articulated the klal. So my father Zichron Levracha says very, very beautiful pshat here, and mamish nikom deveyemes. The Rambam says the Rambam has two halachas, two distinct halachas, because shtika is warranted for two different reasons. Number one, shtika is warranted as a harchaka, as a protective measure. That's what halacha dalet is devoted to. The more I talk, that's what we just mentioned, so the more likely it is, Rachman Litzlan, that I'll say something that should not be said. The Rambam seems to understand lo motzasi laguf tov el shtika, meaning the guf, with its propensity, with its yetzahar, with its propensity for avera, is lo motzasi laguf tov el shtika. So halacha dalet is talking about shtika as a preventive, protective measure. Halacha hey is different. Halacha hey, the Rambam is talking about how shtika enhances what a person does say. Shtika not as a preventive, protective measure, but shtika as something which facilitates and positively contributes, not just that it helps avert negative, but it yields positive. Raya lechach, that's what the Rambam is discussing in Halacha Hey, is that how is v'yalamid the Talmidim b'shuva v'nachas b'lot sa'oka? How is that part of siyag lachoch mashtika? I mean, whether a person in teaching is speaking loudly or is speaking softly, it's the same number of words, regardless of what the decibel level is. So how is that relevant, and how does that come under the heading of siyag lachoch mashtika? But if in halacha hey shvag l'chach mashtika, the Rambam is talking about shtika as a way, if a person is shosek and as a result speaks more sparingly, so then his words are targeted, his words are pinpointed, and because of that, they accomplish more, they communicate more. So then halacha hey is, yes, it's about shtika, but it's also about maximizing koach hadibur. It's about shtika, but again, since it's about shtika, not as a preventive, protective measure, but it's about shtika as a positive measure. So then halacha hey is also about maximizing koach hadibur. So that's what Ram says, maximizing koach hadibur is taka below avichas lashon, but equally other components of that is b'shuva v'nachas, but below tzaaka. And that's what Shlomo Melch says, divrei chachamim b'nachas nishma'im. Nishma'im l'chora means, again, nishma'im can depending upon context, can just mean are heard. In which case, divrei chachamim b'nachas nishma'im means that since the chachamim speak softly, so that's how they're heard. If the person speaking to us is speaking softly, so what we, on our end, we're going to be hearing things that were said softly. But nishma also means to be accepted, right? Dvar nishmaim, so the idiom means that what the person said is accepted. And clearly, that's what the pshat in this posuk in Koheles is divrei chachamim b'nachas nishmaim, then nishmaim, they're accepted. Not just heard in terms of describing an auditory process, but they're accepted. Dvar of nishmaim, they're accepted. Why? Because they're said benachas. So what emerges, again, all this is what my friend Zohar Nevoch explained here in these two halachas, is that siog here, in the context of siog l'chokhma shtika, means, again, not a preventive, protective measure, but something that's designed to maximize the positive. And in the context of speech, the fact that a person is shosek, A, allows him to collect his thoughts. B, it allows him to say things sharply, crisply, which maximizes the effect that his words have. Now, if you come back to our Rambam in Perush Mishnayos, so l'chora, you'll see that the Rambam has this Havana, presented this Havana already in the Perush Mishnayos. Amar shem nada ha'odam nedorim al eze dvorim v'kiyamam, a person can take a neder. I'm not gonna. I don't know. A person has some hobby, so I'm not gonna engage in my hobby until I finish such and such a task that I have every day. If a person will do that, so then that will give him the self-discipline, not just because maybe I'm spending too much time on my hobby. It will give him the self-discipline in any other area as well, right? Yikava lo v'takala v'aprishos klomi lishami min atumos. So the nether he's taking has nothing to do with tumor. The nether can be in a totally different area. And afal pichein, it will pave the way for precious, which the Rambam says in this context means specifically lishama men atumos. So klar, that what that means is that the nedar masyog precious, it's not just that, see, lulei the Rambam, we would have said that the person is being, like the example that Roman gives in the Yad, a person is being a Zola the Sove. So I need a siog, a hauchaka. I need a preventive, protective measure to prevent myself from being a zola vasove. So I take a neder about basa v'yayin. But the Rambam very, very conspicuously doesn't say pshat like that. He says the neder is in whatever area, whatever. Give any example you want, says the Rambam. And whatever that example may be, it will positively help develop the person so that now tokel all of our precious bedavka in the area of tumah. So clearly here, the siyag again is something which is creating, again, it retains the sense of siyag in terms of withdrawal, but not a withdrawal which is a preventive measure and a protective measure, but a withdrawal which is allowing for positive action. The siyog of nedarim allows is a positive measure in terms of precious.
So there you see Prushim used Bedavka in the context of Tuma Vitara.
Okay, maybe we'll come back to this mission. There's something else here as well, but maybe we'll come back to it. Who are you, Omer? What's the next mission? Chavev Adam, who's who, Rabbi Akiva? Chavev Adam, Sheneva B'Tzalem. Chiba Yaseira, no daslo, Sheneva B'Tzalem. Sheneva B'Tzalem, Akim, Asa, So Adam. Chavim Nisar, Shenegu, Banam, Malcolm. Chiba Yaseira, no daslo, Shenegu, Banam, Malcolm. Sheneva, Banam, Atem.
Why is it a hatava nosefes to be made aware of what a person was gifted? Right, the Rambam says it's one tova to gift a person something, and then it's a hatava nosefes to make him aware of the value of that gift. So there's more than one aspect to it. But in this context, it would seem that for a person to make the most of a gift that he receives, he has to appreciate the fact that he's received the gift and the value of the gift. If a person would only know and live with the awareness that he's B'Tzalem Elokim, so he couldn't and therefore wouldn't behave in ways that people do. If a Jew always lived with the awareness of Banim Atem L'Shem Elokechem, again, there too, he couldn't and therefore wouldn't act in ways that sometimes we do. He couldn't and wouldn't have the types of questions that we sometimes do. Rachman Litzlan. When a person behaves in a way that it's unbecoming, often it's due to the fact that he doesn't have the self-awareness of who he is, of what he is. If a Jew lives with the constant awareness of Bonim Lamokam, he couldn't and wouldn't squander life on Dvarim Shel Mabachach. Bonim Lamokam means a son has an open door. There's always an open door to the father's home. No such thing as a son who's unwelcome. I couldn't and wouldn't squander life, waste life, if I lived with that awareness of Bonim Atem. But to live with that awareness of Bonim Atem, I have to be made aware of it. So it's a chiba that we have banim lamokom, but it's a chiba yesera that we're told of the fact that we're banim lamokom. So we understand that the next point we're discussing, the Rambam doesn't comment on. So the Mishnah Medavka quotes the pasuk from Parshas Noach rather than the pasuk in Maaseh Bereishis, because the pasuk in Parshas Noach is addressed to Noach. That pasuk is addressed to Noach, so we see that Noach is being apprised of the fact that B'Tzalom Kim Asas Adam. And similarly, the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh of Banim Atem L'Shem Elokechem is a pasuk that's addressed to us. Where do you see in the pasuk of Kilekach Tov Nasati Lachem Tarasi Al Ta'azov? Okay, so that pasuk is addressed to us, but where do you see that the Torah is the Kli Shebol Nevar Olam in that pasuk? Where do you see that the Torah is the Kli Shebol Nevar Olam? So you talk in as follows. In Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, "Hareini nas kvadacha," so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Ki lo yirani adam b'chai." However, ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, v'kosi v'shem Hashem l'fanecha v'chulu. So ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. So how do the words translate literally? I will make all my goodness pass before you. So what does that mean? So the Rambam explains that kol tuvi, all my goodness, means the entire bria. And that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising Moshe Rabbeinu is you'll understand the hanhogas haborei and the chochmas haborei throughout the entire bria. How does kol tuvi mean the entire bria? Because if you go back to Maase Bereishis, vayar Elokim ki tov, vayom Elokim yihi or, vayar Elokim es or ki tov. And at the end, at the culmination, is vayar Elokim es kol she'asim v'nei tov ma'od. So the bria is referred to as tov. So Memela, that's what it means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Avi Kol Tuvi Al Panacha. So maybe what it means is Ki Lekach Tov, the Torah of Tov, the Torah of the Bria, meaning how is the Torah of the Bria? Because it's the Kli Sheval Nivra Olam. Okay. Let's see the next Mishnah. HaKol Tzofi V'Rishus Nesuna. Ubetov olam nidon v'akolifi rov ha'masa, aval lo alpi ha'masa. Ha'piska hazos kolelis inyanim gedolim ma'od, v'lo yiyu me'en advar malol el Rabbi Akiva. V'zeh perusha v'kitzim. Ubetanai shetovin ma'asha kodam b'prakim shehuktimu. Omar, kol ma'asha ba'olam yadu alafan av yisala, v'hu tzofa oso me'rosh. Who Amu Hakol Tzofli? Achakach Omer Valtachshav Shekevin Shu Yisale Yodea Samaisim Hahechreach Mechuya Veshia Odom Onos Al Kol Maisim and Amasim Enadovakin El Kol Odom Bechiri Bemeshahu Osa. Who Amu Varishus Nasuna? Kloma Rishus Kol Odom Nasuna Lo Kefisha Beyanu Beparakashmini. So HaKol Tzofi means that everything is seen in advance. Right? The Rambam clearly understands HaKol Tzofi means not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what is happening now, but sees it in advance, i.e. knows the future, because a Tzofi is a scout. A scout. What's the role of a scout? A scout is supposed to see the enemy movement from afar, right? So he sees the enemy approaching before they arrive, right? So he sees what's unfolding, and hence HaKol Tzofi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, in quotation marks, the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. That notwithstanding, that yediyas ha'asidos mitidu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu notwithstanding, or shus nesuna, a person has complete, unfettered free will. Question is, the Rambam says that only Rabbi Akiva could have said this Mishnah. I don't know. If Rabbi Akiva would have explained to us how that combination is possible, so then we would say, passed for Rabbi Akiva. But just to say that there's this combination, albeit we don't really understand that combination, but there is that combination, why is that Ru'i and Dafka Rabbi Akiva? You have to be Rabbi Akiva to have said that. I don't know, we can say it also. The quince is to understand it, right? The quince is to understand how those two are compatible. Just to state that we know that they're compatible, that we've been told they're compatible, that doesn't need Rabbi Akiva. So the Chavis, it's clear from the Rambam. Again, the question is how he sees it in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva is not simply restating Yesodos, but he's doing so based on Enochanami. It's based on the Havana of why those two phrases are not contradictory. And you see that in the, again, I'm not explaining how that is. I'm just sort of saying what it is without explaining it. But you see that from the following. Rambam says, Ubetnai, v'zeh perusha b'kitzer, Ubetnai shatovin mashakodem b'pokim shahuktamo. Rambam says, you'll only fully understand the next few lines based on what I've discussed in Shmona Prakim. I don't know. So we just read those few lines without bringing to mind anything in Shmona Prakim, and they seem to go pretty smoothly. We didn't get stuck in anything. So clearly, when Rabbi Akiva says Hakol Tzofoy, Rabbi Akiva is saying Hakol Tzofoy, not that there's a contradiction between that and Horoshus Nesuna, and somehow or other, both A and not A are true. No, Rabbi Akiva is saying Hakol Tzofoy. And if you understand how Hakol Tzofoy, so then you'll realize that still allows for Harishus Nesuna. Meaning that Rabbi Akiva's statement, Taka, is reflecting an understanding of the compatibility as opposed to just stating as an article of faith that they're compatible. So that already, you need to know what the Rambam tells us earlier in Shmona Prakim, that the possibility for Hakol Tzofoy and Harishus Nesuna is that when we think the two are contradictory, we're making the serious error of transposing, extrapolating from our experience and transposing that onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know? Let's say, how do we know that it's daylight now? How do we know that it's a clear day? How do we know that it's a warm day? So we only know it because it is, right? I look out the window and I see it, so I know that it is. Or maybe I have a satellite and I'm looking at the satellite and I know that what the satellite is beaming a picture of. So a person knows what is. Again, the connection between him and what is either it's sensory perception or maybe it's logical deduction, but a person knows what is. So when you extrapolate, for a person to know the future would have to be already. And the only way a person is capable of knowing the future is if the future is set. So we therefore don't understand how Yedias HaSidos is compatible with Bechivah Chavshis, because we're assuming HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, with a K, the way we know. And the Rambam says that's a fallacy. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't understand about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, but one thing we can know and can understand is that Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not what Yediyah is for us. It's not the same process, but we know a little, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient, he knows everything. And we know superficially, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so he knows to all depths. No, Yediyah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes something different than Yediyah by us. Something that we can't understand because we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heyel Shadov Akein, there's only a question that Yediyah Sarsidos impinges upon Bechira when you assume you know how Yediyah functions. So if that's being intimated, if when Rabbi Akiva is saying is Hakol Tzofoy, but the Hakol Tzofoy, the way it's Tzofoy allows for Hushus Nasuna, so that then you take it, we need to know what the Rambam has explained to us earlier in Shemana Prakim. And we also, it's also, you need Rabbi Akiva to come in and explain such such dvarim amukim. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. Okay, everyone should have a good productive day. A good Shabbos. Be well. Be safe, Rebbe.